Please your answer card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. 30 civil society organizations call for justice and accountability in the Sino Mato's pollution saga. Police in Lusaka investigate case of sudden death after residents discover body in Chilenge. And a global news cyber attack causes delays at Heathrow and other European airports. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Zambia Environmental Justice Coalition, a consortium of over 30 civil society organizations, has issued a strong call for justice and accountability following the devastating tailings dam collapse at Sino Mato's in Chambishi earlier this year. Speaking this morning during a successful public awareness exhibition on the pollution of the Kashua River, Transparency International Zambia TIZ representative Zanji Simkala described the disaster as both an environmental and humanitarian crisis. She has highlighted the severe consequences, including contaminated water sources, poisoned soil, and growing food insecurity, saying these have left affected families living in fear and uncertainty. Ms. Sinkala notes that justice has been delayed, observing that communities impacted by this environmental disaster deserve transparent and meaningful compensation and not hollow promises, while challenging the government to prioritize the safety and dignity of its people over profit and negligence.
On the 18th of February this year, the Sino Mato's tailings dam collapsed. Between 50,000 tons and possibly 1.5 million tons of toxic waste spilled into our rivers and farmlands. Arsenic, lead, cadmium, these are poisons, and they now flow where our children once fed drinking water, where farmers once grew maize, and where families once fished for their daily meal. This is why we must act. Justice delayed is not just justice denied, it is continued suffering for ordinary people. Compensation must be fair, transparent, and meaningful, or it is no compensation at all. Communities deserve to be heard, respected, and placed at the very center of all solutions.
Others who addressed the gathering include Siza Katere from the Zambia Alliance of Women, ZAW, who emphasized the long-term impact on women and vulnerable groups, while Oxford representative Alexander Mumba has highlighted the slow pace of justice and the lack of clear accountability in the wake of the disaster.
This exhibition is part of a global mobilization, the Global Day of Action, taking place from the 19th to 21st September 2025. Across the world, people are joining hands under the theme, Draw the Line for People, Power, Democracy, and a Safe and Healthy Future for All. Here in Zambia, we all know why this matters. In February this year, the Sino Mato tailings dam collapse released toxic waste into our rivers and farmlands. Communities lost clean water, food sources, and their health has been put at risk. And yet, justice has been slow and accountability remains unclear.
In a related development, the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has handed over the 29 million kwacha contract to Applied Science, an environmental consulting firm chosen to carry out a comprehensive assessment of the Sino Mato's pollution in the Kashua River following an acid spillage in February this year. The assessment, which will span 2.5 months, aims to determine the extent of environmental damage resulting from the spill, with the process involving various components, including soil and water sampling, as well as a social impact analysis, and is expected to be completed before the onset of the rainy season. ZEMA Acting Director General Karen Banda today laid an inspection of the ongoing remediation works at Sino Mato's in Chambishi, and expressed satisfaction with the progress made regarding the restoration order, particularly in the rehabilitation of the company's tailings dams. Ms. Banda says while the assessment is underway, Zema will continue to receive periodic reports and make timely decisions while acknowledging the absence of a disaster response protocol at the time of the incident, adding that efforts are now underway to develop one to ensure faster response in future emergencies.
Say that for us as Zema, this is a very important activity and a very huge milestone, because I think everybody's anxious to get results. Everyone wants to get answers, and there's a lot of speculation out there. So it's time that we put the speculation to rest, and so we hope that in the next 2.5 months we do get those results. But also to emphasize that in as much as the assessment is for 2.5 months, we will be receiving progress reports along the way. And so we expect certain decisions to be made as and when those progress reports come, depending on the outcome of the reports that we'll be receiving.
From your perspective.
Meanwhile, Applied Science Managing Consultant Chilekwa Kampeshi says the company will begin the assessment on Monday in collaboration with stakeholders including local communities and civil society organizations, with the final report to consider historical activities in the area towards the environmental impact.
Well, as Applied Science, we've got other associates we are working with, experts, but we are going to consult other stakeholders. We are going to consult civil society, we are going to consult the community, we are going to consult just about everyone. Yeah. Well, you'll appreciate that sampling has been going on from the date of the incident. So those results will be available. So what the current results will show us is probably the long-term impact. But in terms of what happened, how bad was the situation, we'll be able to rely on historical.
Police in Lusaka are investigating a case of sudden death after the body of an unidentified man was discovered this morning at the new Chile Play Park in Chilenge. According to Zambia Police spokesperson Ray Amonga, the incident reported around 07:30 hours was first brought to the attention of Chilenge Police by members of the public. Mr. Amonga says officers who rushed to the scene found the body of a man believed to be between 20 and 27 years old. Mr. Amonga says the deceased was dressed in black jeans and a green Liverpool jersey and was found lying face up with visible bruises on both legs and a swollen neck, while his residence remains unknown. He says the body has been taken to the University Teaching Hospital mortuary for post-mortem examination, while an inquiry file has been opened. The police spokesperson says investigations are underway to establish the cause of death and the identity of the deceased. Drug Enforcement Commission DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere has disclosed that the commission has made significant arrests and seizures in its latest crackdown on illicit drugs in Central and Muchinga provinces. Ms. Mawere says that in Luano district of Central Province, an intelligence-led operation uncovered a large-scale cannabis cultivation scheme with two suspects identified as Edward Mulea, 24, of Lusaka's Zanimuone area, and Muviana Mutinta, 35, of Matero, Lusaka, arrested and jointly charged for the illegal cultivation of fresh cannabis weighing 4.2 tons. She says that the commissioner has also launched a manhunt for 68-year-old Bujili Tembo, who evaded the capture during the operation and is alleged to be linked to the cultivation of 32 tons of fresh cannabis plants, 20 kilograms of loose cannabis, and 1.5 kilograms of cannabis seeds. Meanwhile, Ms. Mawere says that in Muchinga province, DEC officers in Nakonde arrested 46-year-old Sarah Bakawala of Ntindi village for trafficking in 46 bundles of miraa weighing 13.4 kilograms after she was intercepted at Isoka Police checkpoint aboard a bus bound for Ndola. She says the suspects remain in custody and are expected to appear in court soon.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has intensified its nationwide operations against illicit drug activities, recording significant arrests and seizures in Central and Muchinga provinces. In Central Province, an intelligence-led operation in Wano District uncovered a large-scale cannabis cartel.